You're listening to A Daily Defense, 365 days plus one to becoming a better apologist, a podcast by Catholic Answers, hosted by Jimmy Akin.
Day 211, the imposter hypothesis. Today's challenge. The Gospels say that the disciples had difficulty recognizing Jesus after the resurrection. Matthew 28:17, Mark 16:12, Luke 24:13-31, and John 20:13-16, and 21:4-7. Maybe he was replaced by an imposter. Today's defense. The passages cited do not support the proposal. Matthew 28:17 states, "When they saw him, they worshipped him, but some doubted." We're not told what they doubted. Were they doubting it was Jesus? Were they seeing Jesus but thinking he was a ghost? See Luke 24:36-43. Is this just a way of saying they were amazed, as when we say, "I can't believe it," meaning I'm stunned? Suppose some did doubt it was Jesus. This was likely because they saw him at a distance. The next verse says, "And Jesus came and spoke to them." Matthew 28:18. Recognizing someone at a distance is frequently difficult, and this is the natural explanation of John 21:4-7, where the disciples are fishing on the Sea of Galilee, and Jesus calls to them from the shore. When they arrive on shore and see him up close, John records, to clear up any potential confusion, "None of the disciples dared ask him, 'Who are you?' They knew it was the Lord." John 21:12. Distance may also be involved in John 20:13-16, where Mary Magdalene is weeping and doesn't initially recognize Jesus. The text suggests she got only a brief glimpse of him amid her tears, but when he said her name, she turned, verse 16, got a clear look at him, and recognized him. Mark 16:12 and Luke 24:13-31 refer to an event where Jesus miraculously kept two disciples from recognizing him. Mark says he appeared in another form, and Luke indicates they spent time together but suddenly recognized him when he broke bread in their presence and miraculously vanished. These passages must be set against those where the disciples immediately recognized Jesus without any questions about his identity. Mark 28:9, Mark 16:9, and 14, etc. Further, it's very improbable that an imposter could convince the disciples he was Jesus. Why would they think someone they'd never met before was the man they'd spent 3 years with? If there was an imposter, what was his motive? How was Jesus' body removed from the guarded tomb? And how did the imposter ascend into heaven before the disciples?
Thank you for listening to A Daily Defense. To buy the book and follow along, go to shop.catholic.com or head over to catholic.com to learn more about the Catholic faith.